The people behind Links into Languages are celebrating more than 2 years of providing training, support and advice for language teachers and assistants throughout England. In the latest event, more than 100 delegates headed for Southampton to learn more about the latest web technologies and how they can be used creatively in the classroom. Trainer and former teacher Joe Dale was one of the enthusiastic speakers.
Well, the children absolutely love it because it's their world, basically. It's familiar to them. They're used to publishing their work online. They're used to taking part in social networking sites. By creating a blog and publishing the pupils' work online, it means that it is being published to a real audience. It's much more purposeful for the children. It's not just one person, the teacher, looking at it in their exercise book. It's their world, and we're the ones that we need to enter their world rather than the other way around. We need to give them the education that they need for the future, not the education that we've had in our past.
Language teachers are increasingly using interactive Web 2 technologies to bring lessons alive for their pupils and to spread good practice. Twitter has become a favourite method to spread the word among teachers. Conference sessions included podcast editing, inventing creative language games, how to get the most out of interactive whiteboards, and new ways of teaching phonics. Joe Rees-Jones is county advisor and inspector for Hampshire.
Every course I've been on to, every teacher since, I've then popped into schools and seen what's happening, and they've changed and they're raving about things. A huge amount has been about the networking. It's been putting people in contact with each other, realising they're not on their own, that other people have got the same problems in the classrooms, and it's finding new ways of doing things.
Trainer Chris Fuller says the Link's approach to continuous professional development has been unique.
The issue with traditional training companies is the fact they say to you, we have this course, you sign up, yes or no. The great thing that Links offered was schools saying, we're a bit concerned about XYZ, what can you do to help? At which point Links really came in and said, okay, well, we'll find someone who can really tailor what they're offering to your precise needs.
The Southampton Conference attracted delegates from far and wide, including Singapore. Michelle Brohez, who's Belgian, has worked there for 2 years.
In some cases, it's not easy to have conference about languages. So they choose to send us here. A lot of interesting ideas and websites also. We had the opportunity to practice.
These teachers thought the weekend worthwhile.
It's been great. I've enjoyed it. I've learned shed loads.
It's been absolutely fantastic. And we've just had a really inspirational talk.
It's been really, really nice to network with so many like-minded people.
I'm very excited with everything that's happening here. It's brilliant. All the events were very enlightening for me.
Wonderful to spend a bit of relaxed time, even though it's about work and learning about stuff. But really, really good. And lots of exciting ideas to take away.
It's been fantastic. I've got so many good ideas that I'm hoping to take back to class.
It's actually putting faces to names from all the Twitter community has been tremendous.
Really great conference. Such an absolute buzz. It's like meeting old friends and meeting new friends and going away absolutely inspired.
Well, I've had a wonderful time this weekend, and I was just thinking earlier, when I get home, my brain is still going to be buzzing.
I think the last talk especially has really made me think I need to stop and rethink again and actually reevaluate completely what we do.
Professor Mike Kelly from the University of Southampton, who heads Links into Languages, looks back on its achievements.
What we really wanted to do was to build a learning community. That was what we wanted to bring people together for. We wanted to get them collaborating, sharing ideas, and really supporting each other. And it's worked. It's fabulous. I mean, today's conference is a real expression of that sense of community.
Plans are in hand to continue the good work pioneered by Links into Languages.